Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of and that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tell me why you don't live here anymore. And I won't try to explain it like I did before. It's only the weather that you don't like. You could stay here forever and never go outside. Honey, I don't mind. Singing about the tears I cry. Cause they weren't there on that morning when I said goodbye. Honey, I don't mind. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. My name is Marijke Vernoy, and I am your host for the star-powered radio show airing weekly Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. I am so excited to be joining you tonight. We are going to dive into the astrological predictions for every single sign for 2025, which is crazy to say, 2025. I feel like I was just in here doing the 2024 predictions, which makes me feel old and young at the same time. Very weird, nebulous feeling, but hopefully you're not feeling that way. Hopefully you're very excited for a full hour of astrological chatter. We are going to cover every single sign, and we're going to play a bunch of songs while we're doing it. What you just heard was Bad Weather Blues by Ian Davies, One Stop Shop for a Fading Revolution by Twen, and Kisses by Slowdive. And we're going to have even more music coming up from all over the indie, oldies. I can't even name all the genres we're going to get into tonight, but there's going to be quite a few. So please stay tuned. First up, we have Aries, which is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. They enjoy competitions that demonstrate their skill and athletic prowess. They're bold, eager, first to act, loyal. Aries, you will burn out brightly and quickly in the beginning of 2025 if you don't tread carefully and consider where your energy is best spent or conserved in the first few months of the year. Sow the seeds of strong foundations in your relationships around March and April to reap joyous rewards in the second half of the year. Big successes will come your way in June if you can commit to a stable and balanced trajectory of work and intention all throughout spring. Do not rush anything in 2025. That is your big headline for Aries. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with earthly delights. They're stable. They make good partners. Taurus, this will be an important year for money. Expect expansions in income and assets if you play your cards right. This will cause friction with your sense of self and community, so take care to create habits that preserve your personal relationships and sense of well-being early on in the year, so that when good things come, you are ready to accept them fully and embrace the hard-earned fruits of your labor. 2025 will be a swinging success if you do the work to prepare your life for it, kind of like preparing for a new baby. And finally, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social situation. Gemini, say yes to everything in 2025 and watch your finances and opportunities soar around the time of your birthday. Everything is right there for you this year if you're willing to reach out and grab it. A career change could be beneficial and contribute to a host of new successes you might not even have seen coming in 2024. Bad news for an important friendship that will be emotionally costly in the short term, but will be a gift in hindsight. Do not adopt any new pets this year. Coming up next, we have a few songs, including All I Need by Radiohead, Lose Me on the Way by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Intentions, and Kitchen Flow Live by Jay Wood, who is a Canadian artist. And then we will be back with our summertime horoscopes, so please don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Trying to get out of love. it up. Is that enough? Maybe we could just back it up. Maybe we could just back it up. One more time, my nigga. Maybe we could just back it up. All my people could just wrap it up. Self-defined bounds make better opportunity. The training thought might be bad for your health, and you can't supply a ticket when the payment is wet. How come we can't find jobs that help support freedom? Change these litigations, the boss, the cops don't need them. Kinda savvy, that's the way that it goes. I guess it's like you really like that. Well, damn, confused and saved by the brother hand. Abused, you be white in the motherland. Who would've thought that it comes from the past when you don't know what is left cause your rights go? Oh, me, it's dodging education. Sent out the room, lost in imagination. It's single down nonconformity. It's living out of the majority. Hey, cause I'm damned if I do, damned if I'm not. You can pick a spot, you can pick a spot. And tell the whole damn crew, living in tiny rooms, that you can get up on your problems. Oh, look at you. You think you know about the drama, but you fit the type. Cause niggas run around like we gon' be alright. And it goes with seasons for no fucking reason. While 8 miles we put up this shisa. So go back, relent, never too late. Look at me by myself, just go back. And no way for me. Turn back, no home, no confusing. Go and live your life, just go back. It's too late for me.
Is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. Cancer is sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, creative. Cancer, the year will start slowly for you as you wrap up an intense period of self-reflection, hibernation, and healing that you began in 2024. Do not rush this process or feel tempted to abandon the deep introspection you've been undertaking, especially as you watch other signs spring forward into the new year with gusto. Everything will be blown wide open, career and relationship-wise, around June. The second half of 2025 will look radically different from anything you could have expected in the best way possible. Your life is about to definitively change for the better, but you will need as much emotional preparation as you can to take on the new challenges and demands of this new life. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They stand out. They have a big personality. They're warm. Leo, a massive expansion in your financial life will bring newfound prosperity and security that you've been chasing for a while. You may feel tempted by your generosity and deep love for others to spend this on your loved ones right away, but proper saving and investment strategies will be your best friend in 2025 to set yourself up for future success. Expect positive changes to your relationships as a result of this success, and consider how you can continue expanding your personal goals to keep pushing forward, especially following predicted stagnancy over summer. And finally, Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble. They're good communicators. Virgo, your strong start to 2025 will need to be tempered in the spring to avoid burnout by July. If 2024 has been an absolute roller coaster for you, fear not. 2025 will see the end of a long journey and the addition of a key set of insights related to your personal goals and spiritual growth. The latter half of the year will feel almost like a post-credit scene where the culmination of your efforts result in successes and relaxation in a way that you certainly deserve. Virgo, you work harder than anybody else in the damn zodiac wheel. I have one of my best friends is a Virgo, and she always complains that the Virgo horoscope is like kind of just like making fun of Virgos for being super uptight and kind of like anal or whatever. But I'm telling you right now, you guys get it done, and that is so fantastic. I don't know. I need to come out as a Virgo enjoyer, because I feel like you guys don't get enough love. And as a Pisces, it's like opposite sign. I see you. I could never understand you or be you, but I see you. And you've had a really, really difficult year. I remember making the 2024 predictions like for the new year, and Virgos was just ridiculous. Like, it was like everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Don't expect anything. You're going to get the rug pulled out from under you. Like, hopefully that wasn't the case for you this year. But if it was, Virgo, I'm rooting for you to relax. I think you deserve to put your feet up. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Pull Me Up by Dumb, Somewhere Tonight by Beach House, and I Was Made to Love Her by Stevie Wonder. And then we will be back with even more horoscopes. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on 101.9 FM CFRC. We'll be right back. favorite Stevie Wonder song, but like how, I mean, he has a massive catalog, so how could it be? But I'm thinking back to last year when I saw the Kingston student band Blood Force Llama, who are absolutely fantastic, by the way. I think they're playing at Alapalooza in the spring. You should totally go see them. Blood Force Llama did a cover of Superstition, I want to say, by Stevie Wonder, and they had like a guy on sax. It was super, super cool. And now that's kind of always been one of my favorite Stevie Wonder songs, because I remember seeing it covered by a student band and I was like, that's super ambitious to cover Stevie Wonder, and they did a really good job. Coming up next, we have Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Libra is active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, fantastical, charming, and graceful. Libra, you may feel powerless or directionless going into 2025, but you will have a prosperous and life-changing year if you remember that everything you need is inside you. Focus less on others' expectations to capitalize on shifts in your hard work life and professional goals that will allow you to come out on top, provided you put your own needs first. Letting go of the past is crucial. 2024 may have brought its fair share of emotional challenges or surprising insights, but it's important to acknowledge these and truly turn the page going into 2025. Have no fear. Scorpio is a water sign. Born between October 23rd and November 21st, Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive, dependable. Scorpio, expect an important source of passive income and financial growth in the first part of 2025. You will feel an important shift in the coming year, beginning in January, away from work habits towards pleasure and enjoyment. This is your year to kick back and relax a little bit. You've had your nose to the grindstone for a long time, but living a little will allow you to achieve important relationship goals and perhaps discover what your true passions have been all along. Don't feel pressured to roll your hobbies and career into one this year. It's okay to keep work and play separate and examine how your relationships with each are importantly different. And finally, Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag is known for the blunt truth. They're very personable. They have no poker face. They're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing, strong sense of personal integrity. This will be a massive year for personal growth and understanding in the way that your daily habits affect the larger scope of what you can achieve. 2025 will be the year of big goals that stretch far beyond just this year. You are often tempted to give in to your passionate fire sign nature, where the things you love most in the moment pull you in different directions, but focus on centering tangible goals and following your heart to practical, prosperous ends in 2025. Coming up next, we have two songs, including Shivers by Self Cut Bangs and Burn the Boats by M. Greener. And we'll be back after that for our final three horoscopes of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
from your trenches. Loved you infinitely. Cross my heart, I promise. If you must play with matches.
Okay, our final three horoscopes of the night are Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined. They're good partners. Capricorn, 2025 will be a critical year for introspection. How do lingering wounds from old relationships, childhood scars, or ongoing insecurities sabotage your ability to make goals and love yourself? What are your plans and desires regarding the relationships closest to you? Everything will be called into question this year, so resist the urge to turn away from major lessons or revelations that could reset the track of your life and steer you towards a more honest, vulnerable course of action. Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, original, and humanitarian. Aquarius, first and foremost, 2025 will be fun. Expect surprising changes in career or living situations, new ideas popping into existence, and most importantly, new romance. Tackling 2025 with a lighthearted, free-spirited mindset is so typical of Aquarius, and it will make it easy to accomplish your goals and roll with the punches in a way that feels more like dancing than dodging bullets. Have fun and embrace the freewheeling nature of the new year as soon as it begins. And finally, Pisces is born between February 18th and March 19th. Pisces is a water sign. They're dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, friendly. Pisces, you've been experiencing a shift in your classic rose-tinted worldview towards the end of 2024. This may have involved hardening the heart, drawing into yourself a little more, or turning away from prospects that may once have excited and delighted that classic Pisces imagination. This has been preparing you for major upgrades across all areas of your life as long as you continue to hold your new boundaries and only allow the highest caliber people and changes into your life. This could be the year that you start a serious life-defining relationship, as long as you really wait for the one and don't get distracted once again by your dreams of what could be rather than what is. And that wraps our 2025 horoscope predictions, everybody. That is everybody's sign. That's what's coming up for you in the new year. Hopefully you heard something that you liked. If you didn't, you should totally come back next year for the 2026 predictions, where hopefully I'll turn it around for you. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Our last song of the night is going to be Sexy 2 by Jockstrap and Taylor Sky. And I will see you again next week. We have even more horoscopes coming up. It's not Y2K. The computers are not going to explode. I will be back down here in the studio once again on Reaper making the radio show for next week. So please come back. Thank you again and happy, happy new year, everybody. This has been Zodiac Chiller with Marijke Vernoy on CFRC.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmonies layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Again, stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head about the way someone said I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant. I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best. Yeah, I've been on stupid long. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. I think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie. I got the recipe, wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. If you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have the kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself.